You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Rima Khreis. The Biden administration yesterday did something that some considered peculiar, something that had some folks in the energy industry scratching their heads. The administration wrote a letter to OPEC and its allies, and they said, listen, gasoline prices are high. Can you all please boost your oil output? Texas Governor Greg Abbott had some thoughts about this. So as one does, he went to Twitter. He tweeted, Dear White House, Texas can do this. Our producers can easily produce that oil if your administration will just stay out of the way. But is it that simple? We asked Marketplace's Andy Euler to find out.
U.S. politicians pressuring OPEC? It's not a new thing. Antoine Hauf at Columbia University says President Clinton did it, President Trump did it.
There's a tradition of calling on OPEC and putting the blame on OPEC for high prices and asking very publicly OPEC to increase supply to bring the price down.
But squeezing OPEC rarely works. It's a powerful cartel. Doesn't have to lose too much sleep over rising gas prices in the U.S. Sarah Vakshuri, president of the oil and gas consultancy SVB Energy, says American politicians also have limited control at home.
So the U.S. government have no say really on how much the oil production should be.
That is up to private energy firms, which means Texas Governor Greg Abbott can't just tell oil companies in the Permian Basin to start pumping to increase supply. Clark Williams Derry is an analyst at the Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis. He says at the moment, the U.S. oil industry is telling itself,
don't overproduce. Don't pretend like today's price blip is a great long-term opportunity. Exercise what they call capital discipline.
Which he says is shorthand for just drill less.
This is an industry that's been burned again and again by overproduction. They respond to high prices by ramping up drilling, and then they wind up producing too much oil and gas, and the prices come back down, and they don't make the money they're expecting to.
Something else unexpected? Environmentalists were surprised when the Biden administration encouraged OPEC to ramp up production because, says Charles Driscoll, an environmental engineering professor at Syracuse,
if we're interested in transitioning and decarbonizing the economy, having higher gas prices helps move us in that direction.
Because consumers paying, say, $5 a gallon for gas could motivate some to make the switch to an electric car. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.